弟兄姐妹，各位朋友，大家早上好。
Peace to brothers and sisters and friends.
感谢主，今天我们可以在这里聚会。
Thanks the Lord that we can gather here today.
是他为我们提供这么好的环境。
It's Him giving us this good environment.
让我们可以专心听他的话。
So that we can concentrate to listen to His word.
也感谢主为我们预备了一些愿意付出、愿意摆上的弟兄和姐妹。
And thanks the Lord to give us the brothers and sisters who are willing to serve.
主也纪念他们的劳苦和摆上。
And may Lord remember their hard work.
记得上次我在这里跟大家分享。
I remember last time I was here sharing.
神做的工有两个方面。
That God has two phases of work.
神为着他永远的旨意，他自己完成了创造，也完成了救赎的工作。
For his eternal will, he has accomplished his work.
这是神的那一方面。
That is from the God side.
同样呢，神也要求他的儿女也为他做工，为着他的旨意而做工。
And on the other side, God required the children of God to work for his will.
所以呢，我们需要思想神要我们做什么。
So we should think about what God wants us to do.
我们需要明白神要我们做的工是什么样的工。
What type of work that God wants us to do?
今天我想跟大家分享的题目就是为光做见证。
Today I want to share with brothers and sisters is to be witness to light.
在约翰一书第一章第五节。
In the book of First John chapter 1 verse 5.
在那里说神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。
It says that God is light, in Him there is no darkness.
我们大家一起把这一段圣经一起读三遍，好吗？
And let's read this verse three times together.
对于读英文的弟兄姐妹，我要抱歉。
I apologize to the brothers and sisters who read in English.
因为我没有用英文准备这些经节。
Because I didn't prepare them in English.
但是呢，我相信你们都很敏捷。
But I'm sure you can understand it quickly.
对圣经也很熟悉。
And you are familiar with the Bible.
所以你们应该很快就可以找到我们要读的经节。
So you should be able to find the verse quickly.
对，请大家一起来把这一段经节，我们一起来念三遍。
And let's read this verse three times.
神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。我们主在离世升天之前曾对他的门徒说过一段话。
While our Christ, Lord Christ, left the world, and he said to his disciples,
在使徒行传的第一章。
In the first chapter of the book of Acts,
在那里主耶稣说，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
There it says, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
主对他的门徒说，我们要为他做见证。
Lord spoke to his disciples that we need to be his witnesses.
所以我们可以这样讲，神要我们为他做的工，如果用一句话来概括的话，就是为他做见证。
So if we want to conclude the work that Lord wants us to do in one sentence, is to be His witnesses.
在人类的历史上，曾经有过各种各样的信仰。
In human history, there are so many beliefs.
每一个信仰呢，都有一批忠实的见证人。
And in all religions, there is a group of people who believe.
我们都知道，新中国的一代年轻人是读着钢铁是怎样炼成的和青春之歌长大的。
I understand the group of youth when I grew up is to learn how to make steel.
那个时候
Right, to burn steel.
那个时候的年轻人，他们的理想，共产主义就是我们的理想。
Communist is their ideal for those youth.
为着这样的理想，年轻人可以放下一切。
For that ideology, the youth can give up everything.
在我们的一代，或者比我们稍微长的一代，很多人为着实现自己的理想，响应祖国、响应党的号召，上山下乡。
in my generation and the older generation, to reply to the calling of the communist parties, they went down to the forum.
他们到最艰苦的地方去。
They went to the hardest place.
他们到边疆去。
They went to the China's border.
他们到最艰苦的啊，他们到最有需要的地方去。
They went to the place that need them most.
来建设我们的国家。
To build up our own country.
让这个国家可以繁荣富强。
So that this country can be built up and prosperous.
今天当我们回头来看这一批人的时候。
Today when we turn back to look at this group of people.
我发现其实他们是共产主义的见证人。
And I see that they are the witnesses of the communists.
他们见证在他们里面有一个理想，有一个主义。
They testify that they have this ideal.
他们有一个信仰。
And they have this belief.
但是不幸的是，共产主义经过100年到200年的实践之后呢，完全的失败。
Unfortunately, communism failed after 100-200 years.
这样实践的结果是让人发现人是有局限的。
This result shows that human beings have a limit.
在这个局限里面，我们的理想不过都是一些空想。
In this limitations, human's idea is only a idea of in vain.
所以今天的人变得越来越实际。
So today people become more practical.
但是在这里，我们的主要求他的信徒要为他也做一个见证。
And here our Lord wants us, the believers, to be his witnesses as well.
所以我们要知道，我们信了这位主，主要我们做的见证是什么样的见证。
So after we believe in our Lord, we have to know that what Lord wants us to be His witnesses.
当主耶稣对他门徒说这一段话的时候
，When Lord Jesus told His disciples this,
他的门徒约翰也在场。
One of His disciples, John, was there.
许多许多年以后，约翰写约翰一书的时候曾经说。
Many, many years later, John wrote the book of 1 John.
他说这生命已经显现出来。
And it says that the life appeared.
我们也看见过，现在又做见证。
We have seen it and testified to it.
将原与父同在，且显于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
And we proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us.
许多年之后
Many years later,
当约翰思想他的主在地上说的最后这一段话的时候
，When John remembered this last verse that the Lord told them,
他发现主要他们所做的见证，乃是一个生命的见证。
He found that the witnesses that they have to do is a life.
就是那个他们曾经看见、曾经听见、曾经亲手摸过也亲眼看见的那个生命的见证。
That is to witness the life that they had touched, seen.And feel.
他说这个生命已经表明出来。
This life has been appeared.
现在他又做见证。
And now they testify to it.
要把这个生命传给我们。
To pass this life to us.
所以呢，神要我们做的见证是他的生命的见证。
So God wants us to testify his life.
不是呢，我们自己的见证。
Not our own testimony.
不是让人听见我们见证之后乃是在心里面说看啊这个人他多属灵。
It's not to let people after hearing our testimony that people will say, oh, look at this person, how spiritual he is.
你看他多会读圣经。
How good he is in reading
Bible. 给人一个感觉他是那样的高不可攀。
To distort people that you are such a higher person.
不神要我们做的见证乃是借着我们生命的表达让人看到我们的主。
No, God wants us to reveal Himself through our life.
借着我们生命的见证，把人吸引到主那里去。
Through our life testimony, we attract people to our Lord.
曾经有一个女孩。
There was this girl.
她们家非常非常的富有。
She lives in a rich home.
如果你见过一些有钱的人的话。
If you saw rich people before.
我可以跟你讲，这个女孩她们家比你见过的所有的有钱的人。都更富有。
I can tell you that this girl lives in the house, the family that is richer than anybody you have seen.
但是她缺少一样东西。
But she is lack of something.
她不知道她为什么活着。
She didn't know why she lives.
这使她非常非常苦恼。
That bothers her.
她要有的一切她都有了。
She can have everything she wants.
但是她不知道她有了这一切要做什么。
But she didn't know what to do with all the things that she has.
但是呢，她又是一个对生命很认真的人。
But she is so serious to her life.
所以她四处寻找生命的答案。
So she seeks the answer of life.
她要明白人为什么要活着。
She wants to understand why men live.
结果有一天
，One day.
真的给他找到了。
She found it.
他去一个加油站加油的时候
，While she was adding gas to her car,
他看到有一个很大的广告牌。
She saw this big ever billboard.
那么在广告牌的下面呢，写着：“如果你要寻找人生的答案吗
？”On this billboard, on the bottom it says, "If you want to seek the answer of your life."
联系电话。
Here is the contact number.
1-800-123-4567。
And the 1-800 number.
他回家，他就把这个电话号码记下来。
She wrote down this number.
回家呢，就打这个电话。
And she called this number at home.
对方接了电话之后，一开始很茫然。
The other party who answered the calls were not knowing what to do.
你要找什么
？What are you looking for?
他说我要找生命的答案。
And she said I want to seek the answer of life.
然后这女孩就告诉他，她曾经看到这个广告牌在。那个广告牌上面呢，看到这个电话号码。
And this girl told him that she saw this billboard ad.
对方就明白了。
And the other side understood.
哦、oh, ，是这样。
Oh, this is it.
好啊，你把你的地址给我。
Give me your address.
我把生命的答案寄给你。
And I'll give you the answer of life mail to you.
果然过了几天，来了一个信封。
After a few days, she received an envelope.
打开一看。
She opened it and saw.
是信用卡的申请表。
信用卡的。
Credit card.
Is a credit card application.
什么意思
？What does that mean?
就是说，只要你有了信用卡
，It says that once you have a credit card,
你生命就有了答案。
You have your answer to life.
不
，No.
人生的答案不在信用卡。
Answer of life is not on the credit card.
我们基督徒在世上有一个责任。
Christian has this responsibility on the earth.
就是借着我们的见证。
That is through our testimony.
把生命的答案向世人显明。
To reveal the answer of life to the world.
生命的答案在哪里
？Where is the answer of life?
世界上的人不知道。
The worldly people do not know.
但是我们知道。
But we know.
所以我们的见证就是要把这个答案彰显出来。
So our testimony is to reveal this answer.
让世界上的人知道生命的意义在哪里。
So that the worldly people understand the meaning of life.
也知道人生的答案。
And to understand where is the answer of life.
什么是生命的见证
？What is the testimony of life?
约翰说，从来没有人见过神。
John said, nobody has seen God.
只有父怀里的独生子把他表明出来。
Only the begotten Son of God can reveal him.
所以生命的见证
，So the life testimony
就是把父表达出来。
That is to reveal the Father.
子在地上的见证就是把父表达出来。
The testimony of Son on earth is to reveal God.
神是看不见的。
We cannot see God.
但是当我们主来到世上，人看到我们主的时候。
But when Lord come to the earth and people see our Lord.
人乃是借着我们的主，看到那位看不见的父。
And through our Lord, people see the invisible Father.
我们是不是也可以说
？So can we say this?
今天没有人见过基督。
Today, nobody has seen Christ.
但是我们可以把基督表明出来。
But we can reveal Christ.
让人看到我们。
So that when people see us,
就能够看到基督。
They can see Christ.
生命的见证。
The life testimony.
就是像。
That is to be like.
就是像他。
To be like him.
有的时候我们看到一个年轻人。
Sometimes we see youth.
如果他实在像他的父亲。
If he truly like Look like his father.
我们不住的要感叹说：“哎呀，你真像你爸爸。”
We will keep sighing and say that you look so much like your father.
你就像你三十年之前、四十年之前的父亲。
He is just like the your father 30-40 years ago.
这个时候
，at that time，
这个孩子
，the son，
就是他父亲的见证。
That he will be the testimony of his father.
不单单他的。言谈举止像
，not only his talking like his father，
不单单他的气质像
，not just his character like，
更重要的
，more importantly，
是他的 是他的性质，他的特质下。
It's his characteristics.
这个就是生命的见证。
That is the testimony of life.
生命的见证一定是把里边的看不见的生命，那个你承受的生命表明出来。
The testimony of life is to reveal the invisible characters.
这叫做生命的见证。
That is called the testimony of life.
所以我们基督徒的见证。
So, the Christian's testimony.
就是要把基督表明出来。
Is to reveal Christ.
那么这个见证有什么特点呢？
So, what is the specialty of this witnesses?
我们读，如果我们细心读约翰的书信的话。
If we carefully read John's letters,
特别是约翰福音和约翰一书，
especially Book of John and the Book of
我们会发现，
we will see,
生命常常和光联系在一起。
Life is always related to light.
这个很好记。
This is very easy to remember.
因为在英文里面这两个词呢都是 L 打头的。
Because in English they all start spelling with L.
一个是生命。
One is life.
另外一个。是光。
The other is light.
我给你几个例子，几个例子。
Example.
比方说，约翰福音告诉我们说，生命在它里头，这生命就是人的光。
For example, in the book of John, it says, "In him was life, and that life was the light of man."
生命在它里头，这生命呢，就是人的光。
In him was life, and this life in the man becomes light.
主耶稣自己也说。
And Jesus said himself,
我是世界的光。
I am the world, I'm the light of the world.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里。
Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness.
必要得着什么？生命的光。
But will have the light of life.
我们的主因着他的生命，
our Lord for his life.
他成了光。
He became light.
光来到世界。
Light come to the earth.
光照在黑暗里。
Light shine in the darkness.
黑暗却不接受光。
But darkness will not receive light.
我们的主是光。
Our Lord is light.
他无论走到哪里，
wherever
都把光带到哪里。
Wherever he goes, he brings light.
几百年前，在他出生几百年之前，
A few hundred years before he was born.
当先知以赛亚看到这我们的主的时候，
When the prophet Isaiah saw Our Lord.
他说，在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光。
He said, the people in the darkness saw a big light.
住在死荫之地的人呢，有光照耀他们。
Who live in the darkness has this light shine on them.
这就是光。
This is light.
我们的主，他的生命就是光。
The life of our Lord is light.
光的反面就是黑暗。
The opposite of light is darkness.
本来你知道光哈，光是神，圣经里面神讲的第一句话。
You know, light is the first sentence that God said in the Bible.
神说要有光，
God
就有光。
God said, light and there is light.
所以神说的第一句话就是要有光。
So the first word that God said is light.
光我们知道哈，有物质的光。
Light, we know that there is this physical light.
光是非常奇妙的。
Light is miracle.
首先我们知道 光速呢是没有任何一个速度能够超过的。
First we understand the speed of light is the fastest speed.
第二点呢，光速又是不变。
And the second is the speed of light doesn't change.
光有非常奇妙的特性。
Light has this special characteristics.
光呢是可以测量的。
Light can be measured.
有光就没有黑暗。
When you have light, you don't have darkness.
光的对面呢就是黑暗。
The opposite of light is darkness.
但是你有没有发现，黑暗这个东西确实没有办法测量。
But did you find out that we cannot measure darkness?
或者说呢，黑暗不是一个东西。
Or we can say that darkness is not a thing.
什么是黑暗呢？
What is darkness?
是没有光。
That is without light.
那才叫黑暗。
Then we call it darkness.
凡是有光的就没有黑暗。
Whenever there is light, there is no darkness.
这也有属灵的意义。
And here is another spiritual meaning.
在属灵的里面。
In spiritually.
有的是在光里面。
Some are in light.
有的人是在黑暗里面。
And some people are in darkness.
但是人一旦进入了光。
But once people enter into light.
就离开了黑暗。
And they left darkness.
彼得也说。
Peter also said,
唯有你们是被拣选的族类。
Only you are the chosen people.
是有君尊的祭司。
A precious priest.
是圣洁的国度。
The saint nation.
是属神的子民。
The people of God.
要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
So that you can proclaim the God who call you out from the darkness and enter into light.
我们的主乃是招我们出黑暗入光明。
Our Lord is the one who calls out from the darkness and to enter into light.
黑暗与光明何等鲜明的对比。
How big difference contrast between darkness and light.
今天我们看这个世界，看这个社会，我们发现到处都是黑暗。
Today when we are seeing this world, this society, do we see darkness everywhere?
黑暗有一个特点。
There is this specialty of darkness.
那就是假。
That is fake.
光有一个特点。
And light has this characteristic.
那就是真。
And that is the true.
所以我们可以说任何假的东西都是在黑暗里面。
So we can also say that everything that is unreal is in the darkness.
这样来看我们会发现为什么说这个世界在黑暗里呢？
So that we can see that why this world is in darkness.
因为这个世界这个社会充满了假。
Because this world is full of fake in the society.
各种各样的假货。
A lot of fake goods.
是不是啊？
Isn't it true?
你想想看，你举一举假，从假烟、假酒、假药、假证件、假身份。
Think about this: the fake cigarettes, the fake food, and the ID and driver license.
各种各样的假货。
All those type of fake.
甚至连新闻的，应当是最真实的，都可以是假新闻。
Even the news, who is supposed to tell the truth, can be also fake.
前一阵子有一件北京电视台哈报道。
A while ago, the Beijing TV has this news.
报道一件事情，就是呢，有一个记者或者报告员，他到一个包子铺。
Has this reporter who was reporting issues, he was at this newsstand.
他把呢那个包子店啊做包子的整个过程拍摄下来。
什么过程？
做包子的过程。
He record how they make the newspaper.
那观众在这个节目里面看到什么呢？包子。
Oh. He record how people make bun.
那个节目里面呢，哈，这些人呢，就是把纸箱哈打碎搅成浆，然后拌在肉馅里。
And it was recorded that people soften the cardboard and put it into the bun.
然后呢，做成包子，包装起来。
Make the bun and package the bun.
这件事情很轰动。
This is so shocking.
读者呢，纷纷呢谴责这些人哈，利益熏心，为了赚钱，各种什么事情都做得出来。
And the readers find out that people just want to make money and can do anything.
结果过了不久。
And then after a while,
经过公安局调查。
The police went to investigate.
又报告说呢，这个新闻是假的。
And said that this news is wrong.
是一个人呢，是那个不是记者，是一个报道员，为了制造轰动效应，他呢特意授权包子铺的人这样做，然后他拍摄下来，然后呢送到北京电视台。
And the police said that because the reporter wanted to make a big news, and so he has this conspiracy with the people who make the bun to make a big news out of it.
到底是真是假？
What is wrong and what is true? What is true and what is false?
大概只有当事人知道。
I think only the people at that place know.
有人说包子是假的。
And some said that the 包子。That the bun is false.
有人说新闻是假的。
And some says the news is wrong.
这只是一个例子。
This is just the example.
让我们看到今天的社会是何等的败坏。
So that we can see how corrupted our society is today.
今天的社会比这个，就说比这种事情太多了。
There's too many examples in our society today.
让我们只能看到人心里面的黑暗。
So that we can see the darkness in people.
但是神要我们做一个见证。
But God wants us to be the witness.
就是带着弯曲悖谬的时代。
That is in this corrupted era.
做神无瑕疵的儿女。
To be the blameless children of God.
使我们显在这个世代中。
So that we can reveal in this earth.
好像明光照耀。
Like the light shining.
将生命的道表明出来。
To reveal the way of life.
这是腓立比书。
This is in the book of Philippians.
神要我们做神无瑕疵的儿女。
That God wants us to be the children of no blameless.
在这个世代里面呢，像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来。
In this era, to reveal the light into the earth.
这是我们的见证。
This is our testimony.
这是光的见证。
This is the light, the witnesses of light.
那么光的见证又是什么样的见证呢？
And how is the witnesses of light?
约翰接着向下说。
And John continued to say.
他说神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。
That God is light, and in Him there is no darkness.
然后他告诉我们说，这个光的见证，这个生命的见证，有两个特质。
And it continued to tell us that there are two characteristics of this light.
第一个特质。
The first.
就是这个生命的里面的罪已经被对付过了。
That is the sin in our life has been encountered.
又说我们要成为光的见证。
That is if we want to be the witness of light.
我们要对付我们的罪。
We have to deal with our sins.
如果我们还活在罪里。
If we continue to live in sin.
我们就还是在黑暗里面。
Then we are continuing living in darkness.
所以首先呢，我们要认自己的罪。
So first we have to confess our sins.
约翰接着说，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
John continued to say, if we do not admit our sins, we are deceiving ourselves, and we are not in the truth.
我们要成为光明的见证。
We have to be the witnesses of light.
我们首先要认我们的罪。
We first have to admit our sin.
我们要承认我们是有罪的人。
We have to admit that we are sinners.
我们的骄傲就是罪。
Our pride is our sin.
我们的嫉妒也是罪。
Our jealousy is our sin.
贪心也是罪。
Greedy is also sin.
我们的舌头常常要控告我们。
Our tongue always accuse us.
说你是一个罪人。
Said that you are the sinner.
如果你不承认你的罪的话，你自己的舌头都要见证说你是一个罪人。
If you do not admit that you are sinners, even your tongue will accuse you as a sinner.
你看看哈，你说谎的时候是不是？通过你的舌头。
Take a look. When you lie, isn't it through your tongue?
你用你的舌头说谎。
You use your tongue to speak.
所以你的舌头要控告你。
So your tongue has to accuse you.
你是一个罪人。
That you are a sinner.
言过其实，夸大其实，虚张声势，这都是罪。
Exaggerate an event is also sin.
背后议论人。
Justify people.
传播各样的流言蜚语。
To spread rumors.
你的舌头要控告你，你是一个罪人。
Your tongue will accuse you as a sinner.
法轮功可以标榜他们自己是真善美的化身。
Another religion called Falun Gong reveal themselves as the truth, kind, and beauty.
但是当他们到处散布谎言的时候。
But when they are spreading rumors.
他们不过在向世人宣过，他们也是罪人。
They are just revealing themselves to the world that they are as the sinners as well.
这只是一个例子。
This is just one example.
不但我们的舌头要控告我们是罪人。
Not just our tongue will accuse us as sinners.
我们的良心是不是也要控告我们是罪人？
Isn't our conscience will accuse us as well?
如果我们的良心失去了平安。
If our conscience lack peace.
我们良心就在控告我们。
Then our conscience is accusing us.
但是感谢主。
But thanks the Lord.
神要救我们脱离黑暗。
That God will take us out of darkness.
神用他自己的血来洁净我们的罪。
God will use his own blood to cleanse us.
所以约翰继续说。
So John continued to say.
我们若认自己的罪。
If we confess our sins.
神是信实的。
He is faithful.
是公义的。
And just.
必要赦免我们的罪。
And will forgive us our sins.
洗净我们一切的不义。
And purify us from all unrighteousness.
感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
我们的主成为我们的赎罪祭。
Our Lord become our atonement.
先知以赛亚也曾经说。
The prophet Isaiah also said.
必有救恩从锡安出来。
There is this savior from Sinai.
他要洗净雅各家一切的罪恶。
He is going to wash away all the sins of the house of Jacob.
我们何等感谢主。
How much thanks we have to give.
我们只要认自己的罪。
That we only need to confess our sin.
神就要赦免我们的罪。
And God will forgive our sin.
约翰说，我小子们啊。
And John said, children.
我将这些话写给你们。
I wrote these to you.
是要叫你们不犯罪。
So that you will not sin.
若有人犯罪。
If anyone does sin,
在父那里我们有一位中保。
There is this atoning sacrifice for us.
就是那义者耶稣基督。
That is the righteous one, Jesus Christ.
他为我们的罪成了挽回祭。
He has become the atoning sacrifice for us.
不是单为我们的罪。
Not only for ours.
也是为普天下人的罪。
But also for the sins of the whole world.
曾经有一个年轻人。
There was this young person.
他有一次听了一篇道。
After a sermon,
这篇道的主题呢，就是讲我们基督徒要保持无愧的良心。
The sermon is to teach that Christian has to keep the blameless conscience.
我们要住在主里面。
We have to live in Christ, in our Lord.
不犯罪。
Do not sin.
主的话深深打动他的心。
The Lord's word hit his heart.
所以呢，聚会结束之后，他就找到牧师。
So after gathering, he spoke to the pastor.
他对牧师说。
And he spoke to the pastor.
他说：“牧师啊。
”He said, "Dear pastor."
你讲的真好。
This is such a good sermon you gave.
可是呢，我已经很长一段时间失去了。清洁的良心。
But for a long time, I have lost my clear conscience.
牧师说怎么回事
？And the pastor said, "What happened?"
我看不出来呀。
I couldn't tell.
你还是很热心啊。
You are still so ambitious.
你还是照常参加聚会啊。
You continue to come to gathering.
那这年轻人呢，就跟牧师说。
And this youth told the pastor.
他说：“你知道我是一个木匠。
You know that I'm a carpenter.
我的工作呢，就是坐船。
My job is to make boat.
木船。
A boat made out of wood.
我跟我老板，跟我的雇主两个人呢，就是坐船的。
I made boat with my employer.
后来前一段时间开始呢，我不当帮我的雇主坐船，我自己呢，在后院呢，也开始为自己做一条船。
A while ago, not only make boat with my employer, I also start making boat on my own in my backyard.
那坐船呢，就需要用钉子。
And making boats need nails.
那最好的钉子呢，就是铜钉。
And the best nails is made out of copper.
因为铜钉在水里头不会生锈。
Because copper will not get rusted in water.
可是铜钉很贵啊。
But copper is so expensive.
所以呢，我就从我的雇主那里面呢。
So from my employer.
往家里面拿。
I took some home.
我知道这不太好。
I knew this is not a good.
但是我有办法来安慰自己。
But I comfort myself.
首先呢，我这个雇主啊，他的钉子很多，我拿一点儿，他也不会发觉。
I told myself that my employer has so many nails, even I took some, he would not be able to tell.
第二呢，他本来呢，付给我的薪水就低于我应当得到的。
Second, the pay that he gave me is lower than what I should have.
所以我拿他一点东西呢，是主持公义。
So taking something away from him is a righteous thing to do.
但是今天我听了你的道。
But after hearing your sermon today,
我的良心更加责备我。
My conscience is
blame.
Is blaming me.
我知道我需要向他承认错误。
I know that I have to admit my sin to him.
但是我有一个顾虑。
But I have this care.
因为我常常在他面前做见证。
That I always testify in front of him.
我跟他传福音。
I spread the gospel to him.
我请他到教会听你讲道。
I took him to the church to listen to your sermons.
那如果我跟他承认我偷了他的东西。
And if I admit that I steal his nails.
那我过去做的见证都白费了。
Then all the testimony that I made will be in vain.
你要是牧师，你怎么回答？
And if you are the pastor, what would you say?
我不知道牧师是怎么回答他的。
I didn't know what the pastor said.
大概跟他讲， 回家自己祷告。
Probably to tell him go pray at home.
啊，过了几天之后。
And a few days later.
这位年轻人又找到牧师。
This youth came back to the pastor.
非常的高兴，也非常的释放。
Very excited and released.
说牧师啊，问题解决了。
And he told the pastor everything is solved.
牧师说，你说说看。
And the pastor said, "Tell me."
他说我就跟他认罪了。
And the youth said, "I admit my sin to my God."
我向他承认我偷了他的东西。
I admit my stealing.
那他怎么反应啊？
And what did he say?
那个年轻人说啊，他就看着我。
And the youth said, "My boss looked at me."
很不理解。
Couldn't understand.
说了一句话。
And said,
小伙子。
Little guy.
你真的还不太一般。
You are so different.
说过去啊，你在我的眼中就是一个伪善的人。
In the past, you are this hypocrite to me.
一个虚假假冒伪善的人。
It's a hypocrite who pretend to be nice.
今天你可以在我面前公开认你的罪。
Today you can admit your sin openly to me.
我相信你所信的。
And I believe what you believe.
是真实的。
It's the true God.
光的见证。
The witnesses of light.
就是要显明我们不在黑暗里面。
It's to reveal that we are not in the darkness anymore.
显明我们不在被罪恶所捆绑所辖制。
It's to reveal that we are not bounded by the darkness anymore.
要显明耶稣基督为我们的罪成了挽回祭。
And to reveal that Jesus Christ has accomplished himself as the atonement for us.
今天如果我们住在主里面。
Today if we live in the Lord.
我们就可以不犯罪。
We are capable not to sin.
光的见证。
The witnesses of light.
还有第二方面。
Has the second phase.
约翰继续说。
John continued to say,
人若说自己在光明中,
anyone who claims to be in the light,
却恨自己的弟兄,
but hate his brother,
他到如今还在黑暗里,
is still in the darkness.
爱弟兄的就住在光明里,
whoever loves his brother lives in the light,
在他并没有半跌的缘由,
and there is nothing in him to make him stumble.
唯独恨弟兄的是在黑暗里。
But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness.
且在黑暗里行。
And walk around in the darkness.
要在住在光明里面。
You have to live in the light.
就是要爱。
That is to love.
所以如果呢，你还恨你的弟兄。
So if you still hate your brother.
你就还在黑暗里面。
You are still living in the darkness.
主的话何等的清楚。
God's word is clear.
住在要有光的见证。
If you want to have the witness of light,
必须要有爱。
You must have love.
如果没有爱,
if you don't have love,
我们常常使人跌倒。
We will make people stumble.
为什么弟兄姐妹会跌倒?
Why brothers and sisters will stumble?
为什么朋友们会跌倒?
Why friends will fall?
是不是常常因为我们没有爱?
Is it because we are lack of life, love?
是不是我们常常让人觉得人与人之间是何等的冰冷，何等的冷漠，何等的可怕。
Is it us to make people feel icy between human relationship?
所以约翰说。
So John said.
爱弟兄的就住在光明里面。
Those who love brothers live in light.
没有人因着爱而跌倒。
Nobody will stumble because of love.
在他没有半跌的缘由。
In him there is no original of making people fall.
约翰说主为我们舍命。
And John said that God gave his life to us.
我们从此就知道何为爱。
So that we know what is love.
我们也当为弟兄舍命。
So that we should also lay down our lives for our brothers.
这是神要我们的见证。
This is the testimony God wants us to do.
这个见证就是为爱，为弟兄舍命的见证。
And the witnesses is to lay down our life for brothers.
因为我们的主就是这样为我们舍命。
Because our Lord has done the same for us.
约翰继续说
And John continued to say,
凡有世上财物的
If anyone has material possessions,
看见弟兄穷乏却栽住连续的心神的爱神的心怎能存在他里面呢
And see his brother in need, but has no pity on him. How can the love of God be in him?
小子们啊我们彼此相爱
Children,
不要只在言语和舌头上更要在行为跟诚实上
Children, let us love each other not in our word, but in the action.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱。
Dear brothers and sisters, we should love each other.
因为爱是从神来的。
Because love comes from God.
凡有爱心的都是由神而生并且认识神。
Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God.
没有爱心的就不认识神。
Whoever does not love does not know God.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
主的话够多了。
There's enough of God's words.
归纳起来就是一句。
In conclusion, just one sentence.
我们要彼此相爱。
That we should love each other.
我们要为弟兄舍命。
That we should lay down our life for brothers.
我再讲一个真实的故事。
And I'll tell you another true story.
美国独立战争刚刚结束的时候。
Just after the Independence War of America.
在宾州费城70英里之外有一个小镇。
70 miles away from Pennsylvania, Philadelphia.
那里有一个教会。
There is this church.
教会里有一个牧师。
And in that church, there is this pastor.
这个牧师呢叫做 Peter Miller.
And his name is Peter Miller.
Peter Miller 有一个对头。
Peter Miller has this enemy.
叫做 Michael Whitman.
And his enemy's name is Michael Whitman.
因为呢许多年前的一件事情。
Because of one event many happened many years ago.
Michael 心里面呢对 Peter Miller 始终不能释怀。
Michael Miller could not forgive.
20年的时间。
After 20 years.
都不能释怀。
Could not release this.
常常这个 Michael 会跑到教会里面来。
Many openly Michael would come to church.
公开诋毁 Peter Miller 的见证。
Openly defile Michael Miller's testimony.
散布各种各样的谣言。
And spread all types of rumors.
甚至呢毁坏教会的财物。
And even destroy properties of church.
据说有一次两个人在马路上不期而遇。
And one time two people met on the street.
那 Michael 就一口痰吐在 Peter 的脸上。
And Michael spit onto Peter's face.
这后来呢也是恶有恶报。
And then, but he was being rewarded.
那有人呢控告这个 Michael Miller 是卖国贼，在独立战争时候啊里通外国。
Someone accused Michael Miller as a betrayer of the country during the war.
所以呢 ，Michael 呢就被下到了大牢。
So Michael was put in the jail.
而且呢被判处死刑。
And was convicted to the death penalty.
那么 Peter 知道呢，在这件事情上 ，Michael 是被冤枉的。
Peter knew that he was wrongly accused.
所以呢，他步行70里到费城去为 Michael Miller 说情。
So he walked 70 miles to Philadelphia to plead for Michael Miller.
他找到他小学时期的同学好朋友。
He seek the good friends in the primary school.
乔治华盛顿。
Which is George Washington.
就是美国的第一任总统。
That is the first president of America.
为他的仇敌说情。
To plead for his enemy.
使得他的这个仇敌呢被释放。
So that his enemy can be free.
那么后来呢，那释放之后，过了三天之后
，Three days later,
Peter Miller 带着Michael Whitman 一起回家。
Peter Miller brought Michael Whitman home.
在路上 ，Michael 的心深深的被 Peter 这样无私的爱所感动。
On the way home, Michael was touched deeply by Peter's love.
我们的弟兄做了一个爱的见证。
Our brother has this love witness.
像圣经里面所讲的，我们不但要爱我们所爱的人。
Just like in the Bible, that we should not just love the people who we want to love.
我们也要爱我们的仇敌。
But we should also love our enemy.
我们不是以恶报恶。
We do not reward the bad with bad.
我们乃是以善报恶。
We should reward the bad with good.
因为神的爱在我们里面。
Because God's love is in us.
这个爱可以包容一切。
And this love can wrap around everything.
连 Michael Whitman 这样的人，铁石心肠，20年的铁石心肠都可以被主的爱所融化。
Even someone like Michael Whitman has been with a stone heart for 20 years can be melted by God's love.
他当时就要求 Peter Whitman 回去之后为他受尽。
Right after that, he asked Peter to baptize him.
光的见证,
the witness of light. That is to be with love.
我们可以有言语的恩赐,
we can have this gift of talking.
我们可以有方言的恩赐, 我们可以有先知讲道的恩赐,
we can have the gift of prophesizing.
但是如果我们没有爱,
but if we do not have love,
就是明的锣,
that we are just like a music instrument.
我们可以有智慧的恩赐,
we could have this gift of wisdom.
我们可以有悟性, 有理性, 我们可以明白各样的道理,
we could understand all type of truth.
我们甚至可以把圣经讲解得条条是道,
we can also explain the Bible in detail.
但是如果我们没有爱,
but if we do not have love,
我们什么都不是,
we are nothing.
我们甚至能够明白各样的奥秘,
we may even understand all type of mystery.
我们甚至可以舍身牺牲,
we may even sacrifice ourselves.
但是如果没有爱,
but if we do not have love,
还是徒劳无益,
then we are still in vain.
万物的结局近了,
the end of everything is near.
所以我们要谨慎自守, 要警醒祷告,
therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled to pray.
最要紧的, 在这一切之上,
above all,
就是要彼此切实相爱,
love each other deeply.
因为爱能够遮掩许多的罪,
because love covers over a multitude of sins.
我刚第一次读到这里的时候,
the first time when I read this, I did not understand.
爱如果有罪的话, 我们不是应当把它暴露出来吗?
If there are sins, shouldn't we reveal it?
为什么要遮盖呢?
Why should it be covered?
爱能够遮掩许多的罪,
love can cover many multitudes of sins.
就是说如果我们切实爱弟兄的话,
that is to say that if we truly love brothers,
看到弟兄跌倒了,
seeing brothers stumble,
看到弟兄犯罪了,
seeing brothers sin,
我们是在暗中为他祷告,
we should pray for him in the hidden place,
而不是去到处张扬,
but not to reveal to everyone,
去跟人说你知道吗?
To tell people, do you know?
某某弟兄,
this brother,
去大西洋城了,
he went to Atlantic City.
某某弟兄,
this brother,
又吃罚单了,
he got another ticket.
某某弟兄,
this brother,
同工会又发脾气了,
he has this temper again.
如果我们彼此相爱的话,
if we love each other,
我们不是把罪张扬出来,
we do not reveal the sin.
我们乃是在暗中祷告,
but we pray in the hidden place,
用爱来遮盖罪,
to use love covering sin,
而不是所谓的凭爱心说诚实话,
it's not that you speak truth out of love.
是不是许多时候我们想要散布流言蜚语的时候,
a lot of time when we want to spread a rumor,
我们冠冕堂皇,
and we rightfully say,
姐妹啊,
sisters,
我凭爱心跟你说一句诚实话,
I tell you the truth out of my love.
其实我不过是想要议论议论,
but I'm just actually trying to,
求神保守我们,
to judge you.
不要落在黑暗里面,
may God love us so that we will not fall into the darkness.
刚才我讲的主要的是讲到我们个人的见证,
I was just talking about our personal testimony,
我们个人做光的见证,
our personal testimony for light.
还有一点点时间,
and I have a little bit more time.
就会讲,
to talk about church as a group to be the testimony of light.
马太福音第五章,
in the book of Matthew.
主耶稣对他的门徒说, 你们是世上的光,
Lord Jesus told them that you are the light of the world.
城造在山上,
a city on a hill,
是不能隐藏的,
cannot be hidden.
人点灯,
neither do people light a lamp,
不能放在斗底下,
and put it under a bowl,
是放在灯台上, 就照亮一家的人。
Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house.
你们的光也当这样照在人前,
your light be shine before men,
叫他们看见你们的好行为, 便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
So that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
主对他们, 对他的门徒说, 你们是世上的光。
Lord told his disciples that you are the light of the world.
你们要为光做见证。
You should testify for light.
然后呢，主用了两个比喻。
And Lord used two parables.
一个是城。
One is the city.
一个是灯台。
And one is the
一个是灯。
Light stand. One is the lamp.
城的见证呢，是城要在山上。
The city parable is saying that the city should be on a hill.
让人可以看到万家灯火。
So that people can see that every house has light.
我不知道大家有没有这样的经历。
I don't know if you have this experience.
有一次你到了郊外。
When you are in the suburban.
你到了山上。
You went up to a hill.
你观看满天的星辰。
And you look up to all the stars.
你会发现天上的星光好像并不那么的明亮。
And you will see that the stars' light is not so shiny.
什么缘故？
What is the reason?
因为在山的中央有很大一座城。
Because in the middle of the hill has this big city.
城里面的万家灯火与天上的群星争艳，使得天上的星好像都不那么明亮。
And every house light up their light in their home.That competes with the starlight.
如果你到一个地方没有城，这时候你看天上的星星就很亮。
If you went to an area that has no city's light, then you will see that the starlight is brighter.
这是第一个比喻。
This is the first parable.
第二个比喻呢，主耶稣说，人点灯要放在那桌子上。
The second parable, Jesus said that when people light a lamp, it has to be on a light stand.
照亮一家的人。
To shine the whole house.
所以灯的比方是讲到我们个人要成为光的见证。
So this lamp is to tell us to be the witness of light.
而城的比喻呢，乃是讲到教会一个团体也要成为光的见证。
And the parable of a city is to represent the whole church should be the light of the area.
要照亮教会所在的社区。
To shine into the society that the church is in.
城镇、城市和整个世界。
The city and the town, the city and the whole country.
所以教会在末世要成为灯台。
So in the end age, church has to be the lampstand.
启示录的时候，圣灵借着使徒约翰给七个教会写了七封书信。
In the book of Revelation, Holy Spirit through John wrote this letter to the seven churches.
就是讲到教会要成为灯台。
That is to tell the church to be the lampstand.
要成为光的见证。
To be the witness of light.
教会什么时候，这个灯台什么时候失去光呢？
When does light lose the brightness?
主对五个教会的责备可以分为两类。
Lord has this accusation to the five churches.
第一类是罪恶进入了教会。
Is to allow sins into the church.
所以在教会里面有巴兰的教训。
So in church there is this teaching of Balaam.
有尼格拉党人的教训。
And this teaching of the Nicolaitan.
有妇人耶洗别的教训。
And also the teaching of this Yeshabi.
教会不能发光了。
Church cannot shine anymore.
因为世界的罪恶进入了教会。
Because the world's sin has entered into church.
教会黑暗了。
Church become dark.
上一个礼拜。
Last week.
洛杉矶法院判处洛杉矶天主罗马天主教洛杉矶教会，洛杉矶的教区。
The Roman Catholic Church.In the Los Angeles area.
因着过去多年的性丑闻案件。
Because of the sex scandal in the past years.
向多达500多名受害人赔偿高达6亿6千万的美金。
To pay back those victims over $60 million. $60.6 billion.
说明什么？
What did this tell us?
许多的地方。
Many places.
教会堕落了。
Church has fallen.
因为罪恶。
because of sins.
所以主要责备。
So God has to accuse.
如果教会不能发光，如果这个灯台不能发光。
If this lampstand cannot light anymore.
主要把这个灯台从原处挪去。
Lord will remove this lampstand.
主对教会的第二类责备。
The second accusation to the church.
就是没有爱。
That is without love.
以弗所的教会失去了起初的爱。
The church of Ephesians lacked the first love.
老底家的教会以为他们样样都有了。
The Laodicea church thought they have everything.
但是却是不冷不热。
But they were not hot and not cold.
向主失去了热心。
They lacked the enthusiasm to the Lord.
主说，如果教会的灯台不发光。
Lord said if the church of the lampstand does not light.
神要把它从原处挪去。
God will remove the lampstand.
教会要成为光的见证。
Church has to become the witness.
要照亮这个世界。
To light up the world.
要被主的宝血洁净。
To be cleansed by the precious blood of Lord.
要圣洁。
To be sanctified.
要毫无瑕疵。
To be blameless.
教会。
Church.
也要成为神爱的见证。
Has to be the witness of love.
当人来到我们当中的时候。
Of course, when you come among us.
就来到光当中。
You will come into light.
要世人看到我们彼此相爱。
So that the worldly people see that we love each other.
就知道神在我们当中。
And knew that God is among us.
就知道我们是主的门徒。
And know that we are God's disciples.
在主耶稣在世上最后这一夜和他门徒在一起的时候。
In the last night when Jesus Lord was with his disciples.
他的门徒腓力曾对主说。
One of his disciples, Philly, said,
主啊，将父显给我们，我们心就满足了。
Lord, reveal the Father to us and we will be satisfied.
腓力渴望他能够亲眼看见父。
Philly desired to see the Father with his own eyes.
但是我们的主却对腓力说。
But our Lord told Philly,
腓力啊。
Philly,
你跟了我这么多年。
You have followed me so many years.
你还不明白吗？
You don't understand?
你们看见了我。
You see me.
就是看见了父。
And you see my Father.
因为我们的主将父的生命表明出来。
Because our Lord has revealed the Father's life.
因为我们的主是父生命的见证。
Because our Lord is the witness of the Father.
今天如果有人来到我们当中。
Today if someone come among us.
能不能看到。
Can they see it?
基督在我们当中。
Christ is among us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们一同读了你的话。
Lord, we read your word together.
我们一同分享了你的话。
We share your word together.
我们一同思想你的话。
We think about your word together.
主，我们只有一个渴望。
Lord, we only have one desire.
你把这些话说在我们心里。
That you speak these words into our hearts.
是你自己的话。
Your own word.
在我们生命里面扎根。
Grow the root in our life.
成为我们生命的供应。
Become our life provisions.
成为我们自己的生命。
Become our own life.
求你听我们的祷告。
Please listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.